At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nick Ashew on the Fan. We are minutes away from kickoff in a preseason game that, yes, is preseason, but it does feel like there's at least a level of excitement heading in this first half of it with starters out there and a chance to see what the Commanders' defense looks like against this Bengals' offense and, you know, guys still trying to make the team. Look, this is it. Like, this is, if you're Washington heading into this game as we get set for the kickoff here, and it's an opportunity for this team to go into the regular season with a level of confidence that they certainly need, right? Like, you're not going to play any starters the last preseason game. You're going to have a few guys that are going to sit there and, you know, kind of hang out in the sidelines. Guys, you know, it's going to be whatever the last preseason game, except for a few names that maybe you're looking to make this roster or another roster. This is the first game where we're going to see a certain amount of starters, right? It's a certain amount. Not everybody that's going to be out there for Washington. But it's the first time we're going to see that on this field in any NFL game since that loss to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game when they got worked. Now, I'm not saying that this team is going to sit there and they're going to dwell on what happened last year. And again, really, like, you lose that game and it's like, well, they won the Super Bowl and, you know, this team far exceeded expectations. I'll still never forget, by the way, that clip, and if you can't find it, it's out there, of Commanders and Eagles fans chanting Dallas sucks in the parking lot after the game. That was weird. But, you know, it was one of those things that was like the little brother had a great game and, you know, the big brother that you knew was going to go on to great things. I hate to say it, but, like, let's be honest with ourselves here. The Eagles are an exceptionally run organization and they're going to be doing this for a long time. And the NFC East may end up looking kind of similar to this in terms of expectations for a while of Commanders, Eagles fighting to win the NFC year after year. Fighting to at least win the NFC East year after year. Dallas can't get out of its own way. The Giants still far behind, although Jackson Dart looks pretty good. He's not going to be starting this year, but, I mean, Russell Wilson, this is a roller coaster. They may start Jackson Dart halfway through the year. The one thing I know is the Giants fans will certainly be screaming for Jackson Dart very quickly if Russell Wilson doesn't look like he belongs out there. We got to get some Jameis Winston. But, you know, this is a chance for this team to be in a spot where they feel confident getting off the field and however many drives, however many, you know, possessions they have against the Bengals. Defensively, offensively, both of those. I think you're even more excited than me, though, Ben, because this the way that you've talked about this game, I feel like you've got a feeling of this almost being like a playoff game. you have. Like, even every break, you're just like, dude, I'm so excited. Like, I am too, but damn, this is like a playoff game for you.
Well, I'm geeked up for it because there's a lot of things that I really want to see that will help me dictate maybe what we'll see in the regular season. And not to say that anything that happens tonight means anything in the grand scheme of things, because it absolutely doesn't for a lot of things. But you want to go out there and see your guys click right away. You want to see that defensive front get out there and stop the run early on, because that's going to be the big focal point for this defense this year. I think the secondary is going to be improved, but if they can't stop the run, that's going to be problematic, because what's going to be the game plan for opposing offenses? We got to keep the ball out of Five's hands. How do you do that? You run the ball down their throat all game long and work the clock. So hopefully we can see some of that tonight with the additions like Javon Kinlaw.
And listen, it's not like we haven't seen in the past quarterbacks go from year one to year two and look great, right? And Jaden Daniels is in a spot where, you know, there is a lot of attention on him. There is a lot of film now after last season. But you know, I really like seeing that article in The Athletic today where he just talked about really focusing on his mechanics this offseason. Bobby Wagner pushing him to like really almost go scout himself to improve. The best quarterbacks, the true great ones, are always looking to improve. They obsess over film. They obsess over the little tiniest details. Really, anybody in any industry, if you work with somebody that obsesses over the little details, that pays attention to the littlest things. Now, not from a micromanaging perspective, right? Not a boss that's a micromanager, but working with people that care about the littlest details. All that stuff adds up. And for a quarterback, every little detail matters, especially somebody like Jaden Daniels, who's coming off of a Rookie of the Year campaign last year, and you know all of these expectations and all of this excitement, right? With more of these expectations comes a level of pressure and a level of responsibility now. Like, he's the savior of this franchise. And that's what quarterbacks take on. And the great quarterbacks are like willing to shoulder that load and be comfortable with it and happy. And he's the type of player that clearly is very comfortable with it. But the simple things like him studying film in the offseason, looking at what happened his rookie year and constantly showing levels of improvement, it's not just a matter of the fact that there's more film on him now for other teams. He has to show what isn't on film yet as the season goes on. And that's just a level of improvement. Look, if we go back and look at the development of a lot of quarterbacks over the years, two quarterbacks that really come to mind for me are Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. And as they grew as passers, because they have the natural athletic ability, right? That's what made them so enticing. Now, a lot of teams in the NFL thought Lamar Jackson was, what, a running back? Okay. that didn't work out, did it? But, and I see here, Brian Robinson may be released if no trade. Oh, that's a new report just coming out. Ben, you might be right. Maybe he is just going to get released by the end of this. This just popped up a second ago.
Who reported it?
Looks like Kime's saying that could end up just, yeah, Robin. Well, he's saying the next several days.
Okay.
So that may not be like something that's new.
Yeah, they have to wait at least, because you know, barring an injury as I mentioned tonight or something like that, that would be the only thing I think that keeps him here.
Yeah, I everybody gets out of your hell. It's almost one of those things though, where even if they had an injury at running back, they're so deep with at least guys that have potential. And you know how it is, you could pick up. There's also, see, here's the other thing to keep in mind too. There might be a running back that does not make another roster that fits with this offense a lot more, that is available that we don't know about right now because it hasn't happened.
Totally.
So that's something to keep in mind too. So if you're Washington, you're not just looking at what's happening on this field. That's where the really great, like, people always talk about fantasy teams are won, fantasy leagues, fantasy seasons are won by the waiver wire. Well, it's kind of a similar situation in the NFL in the preseason here, right? Because you're looking around going, your teams aren't just watching film of their guys, right? Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury and everybody else on this staff, they're not just watching film of this game tonight. They're watching everything around the NFL, and they're talking to people and finding out who may be on the bubble for one roster that maybe fits really well with them. It happens all the time. So there's a chance that they may keep three running backs because they know another guy is going to be available. I mean, there's a lot of different things that we don't even know about that they may not even know about because it hasn't happened yet. So it brings a lot in terms of this building the roster. A lot of details that you don't necessarily even see coming that become something that's kind of how you shape this whole thing. But yeah, like, you know, going back to Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels is somebody that has as bright of a spotlight as anybody in the NFL on him. But he's clearly comfortable with it, right? Like, he accepts the responsibility. He's played in big games. And this is the reason why, like, let's go back and even just look at really the entire quarterback class of Jaden Daniels in the just first-round picks last year. Every one of them except J.J. McCarthy transferred, right? Bo Nix transferred. Caleb Williams transferred. Jaden was a transfer. Michael Penix Jr. was a transfer. They all had a ton of experience playing in college football, playing in big games, playing for big programs. I mean, Michael Penix Jr. went from Indiana to Washington. Big difference in the games they played in. Jaden Daniels, Arizona State to LSU. Big difference in the games that they were playing in. Now, Caleb Williams, it would have been a different story, and that was kind of a different path. I mean, he was, you know, he followed his coach. I mean, there's a difference in that situation. But, you know, in reality, these quarterbacks that come into the NFL with very little experience, is why they're talking about Arch Manning staying in, you know, another year at Texas and how that's – that it matters. Also, too, you're getting a ton of money. Now, you were NIL didn't – I mean, it's now made guys stay a lot longer. I understand that. But, you know, building up that level of experience at the college level makes quarterbacks more prepared for the NFL right away. I'm not a big fan of just throwing quarterbacks out starting week one or early in the season unless they're really ready. But sometimes there are guys that are ready. Anthony Richardson was not ready with the Colts. Jaden Daniels was ready. I'd still argue Caleb Williams was ready. Despite the up-and-down season he had, come on. He was ready to at least start there week one. And these are the types of things that teams have to weigh. Is your guy going to be ready that early? Is he going to be ready for the big games, the games that matter? So why was Jaden Daniels so comfortable in clutch situations? Well, he played at LSU. He played in a lot of big games. Really, like, it just felt like every week there was a spotlight. When you play at a program that is, one, just in the SEC, let's just start there. You play for a big SEC program, every single week the game matters. The fan base cares. The media around that team cares. If it's a big SEC matchup, that obviously makes it feel like a much bigger game because it is. And that type of experience and exposure to those situations makes all the difference in the world and helps these quarterbacks get more prepared early on in the season and more prepared late in the season, especially if that expectation and that spotlight gets brighter and bigger as the season goes on, as Joe Burrow gets out there on the field. I'll tell you what, Joe Burrow, if for this Bengals team over the years to continue to overcome all of these slow starts they've had with Joe Burrow hurt, I mean, by all accounts now, he's healthy. I don't want to see him get hurt in this game. I just want to see what the Bengals can do when they're actually healthy, when they actually have everybody out there early in a season, but now Trey Hendrickson is this whole other level of distraction that they're dealing with. Joe Burrow is so damn good. Like, he really, I mean, just to see where the, because let's think, right? Like, we start talking about Jaden Daniels and what he was able to do this early on for the Commanders. Let's not forget, I mean, Joe Burrow tore his ACL his rookie year, but he got the Bengals to a Super Bowl pretty damn quick, didn't he? So it's another guy, had some experience, transferred, spent a lot of time in college playing in big games, played on one of the best college football teams of all time, was ready to go right away in the NFL. Now, there were some struggles early on his rookie year, but also the Bengals were really, really bad and not well run. So there wasn't a lot of talent that was around him. So it just, God, Joe, just they just showed it. I mean, you know, almost 5,000 yards passing last year. Big fan of Joe Burrow here. All right, Commanders defense out on the field. Bengals with possession first. We're just along for the ride. Long for the ride with you the rest of the way. Nick Ashew on the Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Nick Ashew on the Fan. Bengals, Commanders scoreless. About 12 minutes to go in the first quarter. Frankie Louvu jumped a snap a couple plays ago. By a mile. I still think of him against the Eagles, trying to stop the tush push, just continuing to jump over the line where we all found out there was a rule they could just award a touchdown without anything. It's Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, a little overthrow there. All right. Thought they might throw a flag for pass interference. See, here's the problem, Ben. You and I are going to be on different times in this game. This is the problem. There's so many ways to watch games now. Different streamings giving you different times and the delays. And that's why live betting's hard. Live betting's hard because if you're 45 seconds behind, that's enough. That makes a huge, huge difference. And so no spoilers, but it's okay if you kind of give me a tease at some point if something big happens. So, all right. Here we go. And the Bengals knocking on the door inside the Commanders' 10, sitting about the 4-yard line here. 12:17 to go, first and goal. This is a chance for the defense now, get a little red zone. See, like, as great as, here's one thing I'm going to promise I'm not going to do. I've literally done shows like this a million times where you're, like, live reacting to a big game. I'm not going to sit here to the point where I just let dead air happen, but it's hard sometimes. I'm going to do my best because I actually care about this game to a point. But, you know, right now where the Commanders are, is joint practices are great and, you know, we're in a spot where you have these scrimmages, and that's all fun. This is a real chance. This is as close to regular season football right now at this moment with this second and goal for the Commanders and their defense to really try and make a stand, as it looks like the Bengals have called a timeout. So, you know, these opportunities are you work on it, but you also can try things that maybe you wouldn't during the regular season. We see it a lot in practice, but it's like, all right, let's see if this works. Let's see if this blitz package works, if it's, you know, defensively or, you know, something on the offensive side of things where the Bengals sitting here now are like, hey, let's give this play call a shot. Now, teams don't want to show a ton, especially offensively, right? You're not going to see any trick plays. Those happen in practice. Those don't happen during the preseason. But you still can at least give yourself a little bit of an opportunity. And it's just, this is the ramp up that matters. Like, the talk about eliminating preseason altogether is a bad idea. Now, I'd be fine with two preseason games, and you know, there's a little bit more of these joint practices. This does still matter. And I'm not always a big fan of the whole, like, old heads complaining about players today versus back in my day, like that whole thing. We see that a lot, and some of it's just completely unjustified or it's stupid. But there's something to be said for the lack of physical practices where guys maybe aren't ready physically for the regular season. It does happen. I've talked to tons of retired players about this, and they all feel very similar. Like, maybe you don't necessarily need two-a-days like we once had, right? But you need a little bit more in terms of just building up, like I said, those calluses on your body, the physical, just your body getting used to taking some of these hits. There is a level of that does matter, that is important. And when you start eliminating more and more of that, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend, oh, look, all right, there you go. So we got a little third and goal stand from the Commanders, keeping the Bengals out of the end zone. Like to see it. Kevin Sheehan was on with us earlier, and you know, that was one of the conversations, right? It was about this defense against the Bengals offense, and how are we gonna grade what they look like? And I think so far, solid stand, at least in a goal line situation here. So, this is a great opportunity here to sit, look at this team, and say, okay, like they got something working right now that, at least defensively, this is a good opportunity. And I know you're ahead of me, Ben, so I don't want to know what happens here on this fourth and goal. But see, the Bengals try a little fourth and goal, and they're going to get in the end zone, it looks like. Yep, and it's a Bengals touchdown. Okay, so you and I are both caught up, Ben. First drive, how you feel?
I thought they did a couple things well. We saw Kinlaw make a couple plays up the middle. They kind of got screwed over by that pass interference call, which I thought was kind of a weak call, and then they give up a touchdown on fourth and goal and a one-yard rush. I'm fine with that. You know, the games don't matter in the grand scheme of record or anything, so I'm not going to huss and fuss over a touchdown there for Cincinnati.
You just want to get out of this with a level of a confidence builder. You know,
think about it, though. Also, in a normal game, fourth and three in your own territory, Bengals probably don't even go for that.
Oh, 100%.
They punt that ball.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So you're going to try, you're not going to necessarily try crazy trick plays. You're not going to do something that you want to keep off film until a very important situation at some point during the regular season. But you are going to go for it on, say, fourth down when you normally wouldn't. Or, you know, maybe call a pass play on fourth and one just to give that an opportunity and, you know, hit your running back out of the backfield on a little, you know. There's things that maybe are, like, less likely to be called during the regular season unless you figure out, oh, this actually worked. Maybe we can go to that again. Stuff like that is what you kind of tweak at this point. So 7-0, Bengals nail the extra point, 10:48 to go in the first quarter. So that first drive, Joe Burrow, 2-of-4, 12 yards. I mean, they're Chase Brown, 5 carries for 16 yards. It wasn't anything necessarily special. The question is now, how much do we see one more drive maybe from the Bengals starters? Given the injury history, the Bengals to start the season, they're probably going to be like, okay, that's enough. Good drive, get him out. I think they'll probably, see him one more drive, but that's about it. So, yeah, this is a chance now to see the Commanders' offense, and I think this is what we're really, we're excited about. See Jaden with some of these other receivers. See what the running backs look like without Brian Robinson that's out there. You know, I'll tell you this. If you look at the NFC East as a whole, I mean, we know what the Eagles are, right? We understand how good that front office is, whether it makes you sick to your stomach to admit it or not. Like, we have to be honest with ourselves. The Eagles are one of the most well-run franchises in the NFL, and this is going to be a team that's competing for a division for a very, very long time and competing to win another Super Bowl year after year after year. But the NFC East as a whole could be very loaded at quarterback. I mean, there is a chance that if Jackson Dart starts to work out for the Giants at some point. I mean, and I know it's preseason, so I don't want to be the guy that does look at him in preseason, but there's something to be said for a rookie quarterback that completes 74% of his passes, a 117 passer rating, couple of touchdowns, almost 300 yards passing. Jackson Dart has looked good. And by the way, is there a better name for a quarterback than Dart? I mean, really, it's such a good name. But, the NFC East, because the Cowboys, they're locked in with Dak Prescott. And whatever you think about him as a quarterback, Dak Prescott has very good regular seasons. And the Cowboys have had 13 win seasons under him. And at least from a regular season perspective, we know what the Cowboys can be. And we know what Dak Prescott and that offense can be. So you throw in now the Commanders. Maybe in a couple of years it's the Giants. In terms of quarterback play, the NFC East could get back to being the most competitive division in football. Like, it's been in the past. I mean, it has at least a chance for that to be the case. Now, again, there's a lot of ifs here, and there's the Giants have to get things together, and the Cowboys have to get out of their own way. And I don't think anybody that's a fan of the Commanders is going to be rooting for that. You know, but you're in a position here where you at least look at the potential of these teams and say, okay, this could really be a spot where everybody kind of gets it together and it's massively competitive again. And like in the end, I think it makes those regular season games more fun, doesn't it? It definitely does. Like, I don't root for other teams in the division success, but certainly want competitive division in the sense that it makes for great football. Like, it's just as simple as that. All right, Jaden getting on the field now. Here we go. Look at that. Look at those beautiful rookie numbers up there on the screen. Love to see it. Remember, too, it is funny to think back. Jaden Daniels' debut, like, his first game was not very good. You're like, uh-oh. And then it's just after that, it was like no looking back. No looking back. So 7-0 Bengals, 10:42 to go in the first quarter as Jaden Daniels and the Commanders' offense takes over. I do want to see. I'm going to try not to complain about the streaming issues that are starting to happen to me. We're going to just look away from that. Is that Debo? And that's Debo. Okay, so there you go. Little Debo Ben getting involved early. There we go. You know what? I will say this now. And I'm glad that they're going to start clearly trickling in the, they call them the Super Bowl era, which is hilarious. The Super Bowl era jerseys. I think we're going to see more of them as time goes on. The burgundy and gold uniforms they're wearing now, I could live with. Debo looks really good. Oh, look at this. Is that Chris Rodriguez? Yes, it is. Big run by Chris Rodriguez.
I just love seeing you catch up in real time.
I know.
Because I saw that like 30 seconds ago.
I know.
Like, I was going to sit here in silence.
I know. And I appreciate it. You're not killing it because, listen, people are watching this and listening to this at the same time. And it's, you know, we're all on kind of different. It's slightly different. Not everybody's watching the exact same feed, the exact same channel, the exact same thing. Seeing Debo and then Chris Rodriguez getting involved and this offense marching down the field the way they are now, already in the Bengals red zone, this is a great, great sign for them early, Ben. Or not. You could just, I was giving you a chance there, buddy, but you didn't jump in, so that's fine. That's fine. Are you really 30 seconds ahead of me? This is going to be tough. This is going to be difficult, this entire show. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not going to be easy. But a lot of Chris Rodriguez early. And this is one of the big things that we kind of expected, right? Was, listen, if you're not going to have Brian Robinson out here, this is your, we're going to see what some of these other guys have. I think Chris Rodriguez, this is a guy that, went to an SEC school. I understand it wasn't Alabama, but, like, not everybody has to just come from Alabama to be successful. Half the time, those guys are so worn out playing there anyway. Oh, look at Jaden. Get in the end zone. Let's go. And just like that, they just march down the field. It's not like the Bengals are a top five defense in the NFL, but the offense looks pretty damn good. Okay, now you and I are caught up again. This is going to be a struggle throughout the night. I don't even care. It is what it is.
I just jumped out of the chair I'm in.
Good for you. Well, see, you can also keep yourself off the mic for a second and then jump on back there in the studio, so it's good for you where you can just, like, react. And then I'm behind, so you're not spoiling it for me or anybody else that's doing the streaming version of this. Four plays, 74 yards, a minute and 51 seconds, and the Commanders march down the field, and Jaden Daniels runs it in the end zone.
Have you seen enough yet?
You know what? Listen, if they take the offense off of the field now, you're at least going to feel good about it, right? And really, it does matter, though. Like, let's not overlook the psychological side of this. The offense leaving this game feeling confident in, let's call it it feels like a simulated NFL regular season game. That means something. It's going to mean something for them to come out of this game feeling good about the way that they look. That was just a fantastic, quick-hitting opening drive for the Commanders.
Unbelievable.
I feel good. Listen, I've seen enough if they want to take them off the field. I think we get one more drive out of them, though, at least. You got to get another one. You do want to give them a significant amount of time on the field. You know, that drive took less than 2 minutes. So if you start pulling starters this soon, we're going to see more of the running backs. I think we're going to see a lot more of the run game as time goes on here, too, because they may have to lean on that early on in the season if, you know, the passing game isn't clicking with Terry getting back out. I mean, who knows? There's a possibility for all of those things to happen. But a minute and 51 seconds of the offense being out there, it looks great. But I'd like to see them play the first half. I think that's enough for me. Give it a whole first half. Everybody's sitting out the next game. You're going to have a couple weeks till the regular season starts anyway after this game. So you're in a spot where you say, okay, let's get through this entire first half. But you just want to make sure that this team feels good and feels confident. You know, just because they're professionals doesn't mean they're not human with a mental side. You want to build up that confidence if you can. Doesn't mean that you can't deal with adversity. And you know what? I'll tell you, too. That is something that at some point we're going to have to gauge, because it was easy last year for this team, because anything Washington did that was successful, anything this Commanders team did, was considered a win, right? It's like your win total is 6.5, expectations are low, rookie quarterback, a lot of guys on one-year deals, teams rebuilding, new ownership, new everything. To do what they did last year, it did help that you also have a level of nobody's after you, there's no pressure, it's a win-now situation this season for them versus last year. There's going to be some level of adversity at some point during this regular season. That's what really helps you gauge what the culture is for this team, what the locker room is like, what the coaching staff has instilled in, you know, just with them as a whole. That type of stuff is going to matter. How you handle adversity, it is a guarantee, just like anybody in life, there will be adversity surrounding this team, but you do want to head into the regular season with a lot of confidence. 1:51, 4 plays, 74 yards. Commanders get in the end zone on a Jaden Daniels touchdown. 7-7, under 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nick Ashew on the Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Nick Ashew on the Fan, and oh my, the Commanders' defense just swarmed Joe Burrow. I mean, he was running for his life. Had to have, what are we looking at now? Yeah, it's fourth. I mean, it felt like he ran 50 yards backwards.
Jacob Martin, man.
I'll tell you what.
He's been a standout at camp.
You're not wrong. And again, one of the things that they're going to have to be able to find is where, if any, there's depth on this defense, right? Like, where are the spots? Linebacker certainly lacks some depth and things like that as the Bengals are going to punt here. 4th and 29, so they're not going to go for it on fourth down here. Although it would be fun, right? Why not? It's a preseason game. Like, let's see what we do backed up in our own end zone and just run a play on 4th and 29. That would have been funny, but yeah. So Commander's going to take over on offense. Great field position again after their first drive. Tied the game at 7 on a Jaden Daniels touchdown. It was 4 plays, 74 yards in less than 2 minutes. Chris Rodriguez on that opening drive. I mean, the running backs are going to be under a spotlight tonight, given the Brian Robinson and, you know, news that he wasn't going to play. By the way, Trey Amos not out there tonight. That was a last-minute scratch that we didn't even get into. Don't know why right now. If we find out, obviously, that'll be something we'll get into. But, yeah, don't know why he's out, especially in a great opportunity to kind of see what he can do against a couple of the best receivers in the NFL in that limited time, at least, that you might see the starters out there for the Bengals. But Chris Rodriguez getting a couple of carries, 2 carries, 41 yards with a 40-yard run. I mean, that's really the reason why. But, like, Chris Rodriguez, just with that burst alone, you know, Cliff Kingsbury's so excited. Cliff Kingsbury wants to have guys that are going to make plays, big burst. Ben, you and I talked about this before. What's that? Josh Johnson's already in, so there you go. All right. So, again, it's okay if you're a little ahead of me. Here's the one thing. I'm just going to say this now, having done this before. This show is going to get sloppy at times. I'm going to tell you that now. All right? Normally, I'm very prepped and everything is, you know, I know where every segment's going and what's good. When we got a game going on in the middle of this, there is going to be a lot of sloppiness, a lot of reaction. Ben's producing this and he's sitting there dealing with, 30 seconds to 45 seconds ahead of me. He's trying not to spoil it and he's celebrating in the studio and I'm remote and it is what it is and that's okay. But we already have Josh Johnson in this game. Obviously, Marcus Mariota still not ready, which that's also something to think about, too. When you talk about the injuries with this team, Marcus Mariota still missing time in camp is again, it's another thing with this offense here where, you know, you sit back and you look and go, what happens if, you know, Mariota's not ready and something happens to Jaden Daniels? I mean, we've seen over the years how important a backup quarterback is only if you need them, right? The Commanders have one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL in Marcus Mariota, which we did see leading a game-winning drive last season. Like, we've seen that you can step into this offense as Marcus Mariota and help this team win. I would like to see a little bit more of Jaden Daniels out there, I'll be honest with you. Would like to see a little bit more. Great first drive, but, you know, didn't really throw the football. They ran the ball, and they made it that pretty much it. So, you know, again, heading out of there with confidence. Ben, you and I talked about it, right? Like, is that it? Are we done? I guess they're going to start to make that the case. So, you know, Jaden Daniels, that's it. It's done. And I love the opening drive. I love the way that this offense looked. But, you know, I would have liked to have seen at least one more drive from him. Josh Johnson's going to be the third-string quarterback. Like, this is pretty much set. Sam Hartman's not making this team. I don't think we need Josh Johnson out there this early. Of course, then you say it. I get it. There's always the worry about your starting quarterback getting hurt. I get all that. So, fine. We're not going to see much. And listen, there are some teams that don't play starters, especially starting quarterbacks, really at all in the preseason. So, it's not the end of the world. I think if Jaden Daniels had a little bit more experience under his belt, I'd feel a little bit more comfortable with him not getting at least another drive out there, but most importantly, he gets in the end zone and does not get hurt on that. He's so slippery. Like, really, watching him run, it's just this level of gliding and hits bouncing off of him. Prefer him never to take a hit, but, like, at some point that's going to happen. And it's tough. It's a tough balance, too, with quarterbacks that can do what Jaden Daniels does, because you look at them and go, the physical talents that are there, but then there's the risk, and you have to balance this risk-reward, and it's not like every single play you can script or there can't be some, oh, I've got to run for my life because protection's broken down. So you can't take away. You're not going to neuter what, you know, a quarterback that can use his legs can do, but you watch Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson over the years evolve into more passing quarterbacks. Are we getting another big run? And we're getting in the end zone again. Okay. Well, we definitely don't need Brian Robinson. Bill the running back getting in the end zone. All right.
Bill.
Oh, my God. I mean, they've clearly made a statement. They've clearly made a statement with these running backs. Chris Rodriguez, Kroski Merritt out there. Deebo Samuel getting a 19-yard run. They're going to run the football plenty with the guys they have, and Brian Robinson is clearly not a part of it. Like, that's it. They at this point, yeah, maybe cutting him tomorrow is the way to go. That's it. That's it. I mean, another quick drive with big plays from their running backs. Three plays, 44 yards, a minute and 9 seconds, and the Commanders' offense absolutely just destroying the Bengals' run defense right now. They can't stop anybody. I mean, it's just all on the ground, and why not? This is really what you needed to test anyway, right? You needed to see what these running backs could do. I would like at some point to see what some of the other receivers. Jalen Lane's got a 12-yard reception in this game, but that's it. But that's good to see him getting involved a little bit. And again, you're not going to see guys getting like 8, 9, 10 targets at wide receiver. Like, it's just not going to happen in a preseason game. But I would like to see a little bit more from the passing game. But with Jaden Daniels out, it really doesn't matter with Josh Johnson in there anyway. So they're going to probably run the hell out of the football in this game. So the question now becomes, what does this running back balance look like? I don't think we'll see any more from Deebo as a running back. 19-yard run, fine, we know what he can do. It really comes down to Chris Rodriguez, Bill Kroski-Merritt to start, and then we'll kind of see what that rotation looks like after that as this game goes on. But there's 5:36 to go in the first quarter. The Commanders are up 14-7. They've had two drives that are less than 2 minutes that have both ended in touchdowns. You got to feel pretty damn good about that, don't you? Like, you can't really feel any worse about this. And it's clear they didn't really even want to show what they can do throwing the football. And listen, in some ways, it's they know what at least their quarterback can do. You know what Jaden can do as a passer. You want to see what these running backs can do, so they're taking advantage of it. And some of it's what the Bengals are giving them to, you know. But now, if you're Washington secondary, no Trey Amos out there, last-minute scratch like we talked about, now, are we going to see any more of Joe Burrow? Are we going to see any more of Ja'Marr Chase? Are they going to sit those guys down and try to give them one more drive? I think if you're the Bengals, you probably just say that's enough. That'll be the only thing that's going to make this game a rough second half. If you see no starters by the second quarter, I'm just kind of hoping for a little bit more out of that. But that may be what we're looking at this point, especially if Washington just kind of blows this thing out of the water. But, I mean, man, Chris Rodriguez has a 40-yard run. Bill Kroski-Merritt's got a 27-yard run, touchdown. Deebo Samuel, 19-yard carry. Jaden Daniels, 14-yard touchdown run. I guess they can run the football. I guess they can run the football, and they won't need Brian Robinson. They wanted those big burst, big speed games, or, you know, gains. They wanted big plays. God, let me tell you something now. The legend of Bill the running back is about to just grow even more. To do that and have this opportunity, oh boy, God, people love him. 7th-round pick. Listen, Alfred Morris was a 6th-round pick, and it was, what, essentially three. I mean, his rookie year, 1,600 yards rushing and 13 touchdowns. He had a couple of really good years out of Alfred Morris. I mean, there's a chance that we get a similar situation. It's why teams like to find running backs later, but you're not going to find a Bijan Robinson or Ashton Jeanty or, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs in later rounds. Those guys were drafted where they should have been drafted. But, you know, you can find these guys late, and that's clearly what we're getting. Did Jaden Daniels get his touchdown ball? Yeah, I think he did. That doesn't count, though. It's preseason. I got it for him anyway. That's cool. All right, well, 14-7, Commanders over the Bengals, 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Nick Ashew on the Fan. Commanders over the Bengals, about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Two drives for the Commanders' offense, two touchdowns, both drives, less than two total minutes. You got a 27-yard touchdown run by Bill Kroski-Merritt, who everywhere is still being called Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. It'll take time to be Bill, but it is what it is, Bill the running back. Jaden Daniels, 14-yard touchdown run. That first drive, four plays, 74 yards, a minute and 51 seconds, and a Jaden Daniels touchdown run. No sliding there. He wanted to get in that end zone and get off the field. We got one drive from Jaden, and that's it. Josh Johnson's out there. 12-yard completion earlier. Jalen Lane getting a little bit involved in the offense. Bengals still have some starters out there, though. I mean, Joe Burrow's still out there on the field. They clearly want to give him a little more work. You expect it to not be too much longer, especially with the fact that Feels like Burrow's been hurt heading into just about every season for the Bengals, and every year they have to overcome a 1-3 start, an 0-2 start, big sack, and I think we got a fumble. I mean, there's utter chaos. I'll say this, Commanders pass rush right now, they're getting after Burrow. He is running for his life right now. You want full confidence from all the units on this team, but it's very clear right now that they got guys that can get after the quarterback. They've got a defense that had stops in the red zone earlier. And more importantly, and probably the biggest takeaway from the first majority of this first quarter at this point, the Commanders can run the football and Brian Robinson will never run for them again. I mean, really, for Chris Rodriguez to get a couple of, you know, get a 40-yard run in there, and Bill Kroski Merritt getting in the end zone on a 27-yard touchdown. Debo Samuel had a 19-yard run, and they're going to go farther down that depth chart. They're going to give some other guys some opportunities, but it's clear they've got their guys at running back. Again, Washington tipped their hand with, we knew what they were doing by him not playing, with trade rumors coming out over the weekend. It's very clear that this was in the works for a while. But it's just now the evidence is in front of us. Now we see. We go, you're good. Now, it's not like the Bengals' run defense is, you know, some top five. Listen, the Bengals' defense is not the greatest test of what you can do. But again, as long as it's one of those things where people say, yeah, well, they played a really bad team and did they beat the hell out of them? Because if they dominated somebody they were supposed to dominate, they did what they were supposed to do. And right now, the way they're running the football, even against a mediocre at best defense with the Bengals, if we want to even just, they did what they're supposed to do. And you got guys taking advantage of opportunities here right now. And that's what you really need to see, because one of the big struggles that this team had last year was running the football consistently. And the last thing we want to see, right, the last thing you ever want to see is Jaden Daniels having to run. I don't want to see him running many design runs. I really don't. If he's got to get out of the pocket and use his ability to scramble and use his legs because there's a protection breakdown or whatever the case is, coverage downfield, and okay. I don't want to see a lot of design runs from him. I know it's there. I know it's a great weapon to have, but you don't want to turn this into a Josh Allen where he's running for his life. Josh Allen's a lot bigger than... I know Jaden put on some muscle, but I don't want to see him running for his life, taking hits during the regular season. Maybe we're scarred, right? I mean, listen, we saw it before. I know RG3 is not the same quarterback. We get all that. We don't even need to get into that. But the point is that I think there is a level of... There's some scars still, right, with us, this fan base in general. Like, we look at it and go, you know, we've seen it before. You get a little worried at times. But if they got enough guys that can run the football here, especially if the pass game is struggling a little bit early, trying to develop some chemistry. I mean, they've had offensive linemen missing time, too. There's a lot. Like, for this offense to come into this game and look the way that they have in this first quarter, it's a great sign. And really, that's what you want to get into, right? You want to get into the regular season with a level of confidence, feeling comfortable, and kind of riding the wave of just this limited sample size. Because there's one thing if you do it in practice. This is simulated Monday Night Football. It's not Monday Night Football, but it's Monday Night Football. This is a standalone game. And around a Bengals team is the huge game. Big first down for the Bengals there. But, you know, you're doing this in front of a national audience. And it's still even... It's like... For all the nationally televised games the Commanders have this year, this is even practice for that. Practice being under that spotlight, performing well in front of the home fans, and all these little things just add up. So you got to feel good about where they are at this point. But what we're going to now see throughout the rest of this game is you start to see starters pulled. And we'll just look at it from Washington side of things, not the Bengals. And, you know, I don't know what the Bengals' plan is. I don't really care. This what matters is what the Commanders do. When we start to see starters pulled, how do some of these other guys farther down the depth chart look? How much are we going to see of Chris Rodriguez tonight? I do want to see at some point, and we'll probably get it, a longer drive. Like, at some point, I want to see Washington go for it on fourth down. I want to see the Commanders get out there and have to deal with a little bit more adversity against the Bengals defense that's let them run all over them so far in this game. I mean, 6 carries for 106 yards, the Commanders are averaging 17.7 yards a carry. That's great, but those aren't going to be numbers you see during the regular season. So after the first quarter, it's 14-7, Commanders over the Bengals. I mean, that's 106 yards rushing on six carries in the first quarter. That's not bad. I mean, that is for with it is it does feel, right? Doesn't it feel like there was a statement made by this coaching staff of just like, oh yeah, people are talking about Brian Robinson. Let us show you why we don't need Brian Robinson in this game. He's probably not going to get traded, probably just going to get released, and hopefully finds another opportunity somewhere else. Right, he finds there will be a team that will need his services. That is a guarantee that that's the case. What that team is, what that looks like, I don't know. It would be interesting, though, to see if there is a running back on the market. Like, does this game solidify their running back depth chart at this point? Even if it's not necessarily, you know, who's going to be the quote-unquote number one running back for a team that clearly won't probably have a number one running back, at least early in the year. It's going to be about snap count. It's going to be about carries as the season goes on to really kind of define who that guy looks like. Situationally, it's going to matter too. Again, Deebo Samuel's a part of the mix. Deebo Samuel has also made Brian Robinson that much more expendable because he adds that whole level of versatility where he can be a running back at times.
And you saw the first play from scrimmage today, Nick.
Yeah, it's true, right? 19-yard carry from Deebo right off the bat. And they're not going to use him as a running back a lot. He also isn't a big fan of that. I'm sure there's a level of conversation of like, okay, we want to use you some there, but we're not going to let you get beat up too much because we do want to use you as a receiver. You know, out of the slot's going to be important. Things like that are going to matter. But Deebo Samuel adds an extra wrinkle to this offense, and the fact that we got that flash right off the bat, if that's not the football gods telling you what this offense could look like this year at its peak, I don't know what is. I don't. And that is another reason why you fill a roster spot with Deebo Samuel, who's going to be able to, at times, line up in the backfield, at times line up in the slot. You can do creative things with him, use him in the return game if you need to. So versatile players more and more. You can tell, like, you're seeing it in all sports. You're seeing it in the NBA a lot more. You know, I always talk about the return of the big man. The return of the running back is really happening in the NFL, too. You guys just have to be more versatile. You can't just be what Brian Robinson is. You're going to have a limited role in the NFL because teams want guys that can go out there and be a little more shifty, that can go out there and make plays with their hands as a receiver and, you know, be somebody that can break off some big, like, everything is about explosive plays now. Explosive players, it's all around the NFL. That's what everybody wants to see. And clearly, Cliff Kingsbury has guys that are able to do it. And listen, there may be unknowns in terms of what Chris Rodriguez or Bill Kroski Merritt will look like as running backs getting significant carries versus, you know, the limited action Chris Rodriguez got, or, I mean, really even Bill in college in the limited. So all of that, all those limitations don't mean that they can't carry a heavier workload and produce at a level that justifies them being a big part of this offense, right? Like, we just haven't seen it. Sometimes it just takes opportunity for certain players to really take that next step. And that may be a situation where we're getting that from a Chris Rodriguez, from a Bill Kroski Merritt. I mean, Jeremy McNichols is going to be his own player, right? He's going to be out there kind of doing the dirty work, throwing blocks, doing some of the right? He's the guy that dives on the floor for loose balls, takes an elbow to the face, and gets a bloody nose, and loves doing it and smiling as it happens. You need guys like that on the roster. That's what makes them valuable. But you also got to have guys that can make plays. Guys that can break off for a 40-yard run. And we've seen that already. We got a long game to go with this, and I think we're going to see a lot of Rodriguez and a lot of Kroski Merritt tonight for sure. I would be disappointed if we didn't have that. This is the chance to do it. Because what, like, do we really need to see Josh Johnson throwing the ball 30 times in this game? I don't think so. Run the hell out of the football. Let's also eat some clock. You don't need this to be a long game, but just hand it off to all these different running backs you have. And whenever you're on offense, just get some quick drives if you can. Eat that clock. Everybody get out of here healthy. That's the most important thing. That's really what you got to do. And you're going to get more than enough from all of them tonight. I don't want to see Josh Johnson throwing the football. I'd like to see some of the receivers get more opportunities, but it's clear they don't care. Because if they did, Jaden Daniels would still be out there working with some of these other receivers. And clearly the thought is, we got Deebo, eventually Terry's going to be out there. Let's see what these running backs can do. And you take advantage of it. And that's really where we are. All right, as the Bengals get in the end zone here, we're tied at 14, and I know that because even though Ben, you're a little bit ahead of me. I do have a live score in front of me, so it's killing any of this. This is the dilemma of streaming different feeds that everybody watches. But it is 14-all with under 14 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nick Ash, you on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.